Good morning, everyone. thank you for joining us this morning on Saturday, March 21, for our continuance of our meeting on our mid-year budget. again, this is a notice of call of an agenda for a special meeting. We're here, our board of directors or staff are calling in via teleconference this morning. So we do have the technology to allow us to do that. This week has been a very trying week as we have responded with the COVID-19, our staffing, our board members, and addressing those issues. So just in regard to the agenda today, we're primarily focusing on our budget review. We also have three emergency items that we're going to add to the agenda. So with that being said, because we're only continuing a meeting, we're not going to have the Pledge of Allegiance or the prayer, but we will have the call to order this morning.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Present.
Director Greg Young.
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young.
Here.
Vice President Kyle Crowther.
Here.
And President Channing Hawkins.
Here. with that being said, as far as adopting the agenda, in regard to adopting the agenda, we have three separate items that all have to be voted on individually, emergency items to adopt to the agenda. The first one is our
President Hawkins.
Yes.
Because this is a continuation, isn't it just simply amending the existing agenda mm-hmm. from the previous meeting? We're not adopting it again.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Director Young. So we're adding emergency items to the agenda. We're not adopting the agenda, but adding emergency items to the agenda. The first one is the West Valley Water District coming from Human Resource Policies and Practices, which is the press contact and media relations, the new policy we're gonna have in regarding press contact and media relations. The purpose of this policy is to ensure that we are disseminating proper information to the press, to ensure that the individuals who are speaking to the press on behalf of West Valley are knowledgeable of the policies and procedures. I don't wanna go on and, I guess I can. During this coronavirus, we've had staff members who were unauthorized to speak to the press, contact the press, give them misinformation regarding our agency, what our agency can do, what our agency is empowered, who is exempt as an emergency service worker, and nearly created a situation for our agency where it would have put misinformation to over 88,000 of our ratepayers. That's literally what somebody decided to do. And they did not go through the appropriate chain of command. They didn't go to HR. They didn't go to general manager. They didn't go to legal counsel. They did not follow any of the procedures here at West Valley Water District. And because of that, we could have had misinformation put out there regarding our district and what was going on. And the misinformation was having a safety and security meeting where individuals were being walk through what our telecommuting policy was, what our policy pertaining to our emergency response plan is, as well as what we're doing to protect our workers and what their role is as emergency service workers. We have legal counsel, HR, and other individuals who are very knowledgeable about the process and is doing everything they can to protect everyone here. However, some rogue element decided that they knew better than the President of the United States, the Governor of California, or our San Bernardino County as far as what is legal and what isn't legal. So with that being said, this is the policy that we're putting forth. It's an emergency item. So everyone understands the rules of the road has been reviewed by General Counsel. So with that being an emergency item, we will require a 4/5 vote in order to pass it. So is there a motion?
4/5 vote to put it on the
agenda.
Agenda.
Yes, and then
the
4/5 vote to put it on the agenda. Thank you, Dr. Young.
And so, Mr. President, in relation to these emergency items, you should have that vote, and it, as Dr. Young points out, it has to be a 4/5 vote before you can even start discussing it or talking about it.
Oh, okay.
As it relates to all the rest of these items, you need to do that vote and get it on the agenda before you can start discussing.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. Okay, so number one, press contact, media relations.
Okay. What's the second?
The second one is the coronavirus disease 2019 pandemic response plan. And the third one is our telecommuting policy.
Okay. On the third one, haven't we adopted this? Okay.
We adopted a draft version. This is the final version that staff wants us to vote on today.
Dr. Young, as you recall at your last meeting, you did pass this telecommuting policy. But it needed some revisions. It needed to have West Valley added to it, and it was very much in a form format. So what we've done is we have narrowed it down to the items that only relate to West Valley. We took out a lot of the federal and state language that was not necessary for a West Valley telecommuting policy. And so this is the amended policy now before you. This is to amend the policy you previously passed.
Hi, this is Jeanette Barrera. The policy that you emailed yesterday, was that the final draft?
We have the final draft here.
Yeah.
Okay. Clarence, I emailed you a couple of days ago in reviewing it with Daniel, and we also emailed you.
Ms. Barrera. Unfortunately, the policy that we have is the one that we have in front of us now, and as far as speaking and when individuals can speak, unless you're called upon by the recognized by the chair, you are not able to speak.
Mr. President, we need to vote on whether to put these.
So you don't
on
want
the agenda
my
or not.
My feedback then.
In three separate.
No, we do want your feedback, but you have to wait to be recognized by the chair, and the board members are commenting right now.
We need a motion to put these on the agenda.
Yes, we need a motion to put them on the agenda before we can discuss. And then at that time, when we're discussing the individualized policy, Ms. Barrera, we'll take your feedback at that time.
Okay, that sounds better.
Okay.
Okay, so is there a motion on the floor, Mr. President?
I haven't heard one yet.
I'll make a motion that we put the coronavirus pandemic response on the agenda as an emergency item. This one.
Is there a second? Is Mike and Kyle on the phone?
Yeah, this is Kyle. I'm here.
Okay, do we need a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. We second. Call for a vote.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Yes.
All right, and I'll make a motion to put the telecommuting on the agenda as emergency item.
I second it.
Call for the vote.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. All right, we got one more policy, fellas.
Yeah, I'm having some difficulties with this media policy.
Okay.
I would rather refer it, unless it's really needed to be adopted now, I'd rather refer this back to the External Affairs Committee.
Well, technically it's an HR committee.
Oh, it's an HR?
Mm-hmm. So human resource and policies practice.
Did the HR committee recommend this?
Mike, Chief, did we have an opportunity to review this policy? The HR? I'm not sure if we had an opportunity to review it.
Huh?
I'm not sure if the committee had an opportunity to review this policy.
The HR policy?
Yeah, the press contact and media relations policy.
That is correct. We did not have an opportunity to review it.
Is there a motion on the floor?
I'll make the motion to add it to the agenda.
Is there a second?
Ties of lack of second.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there a second? Okay, so there's a motion, there's no second. This motion dies to add this policy. Everybody understand that? Kyle, do you understand that too?
Yes, I'm good with that. I did not get to review it myself either.
Okay, understood. Okay, so that one dies. Okay, so we have the telecommuting and the coronavirus policy passed.
Added to the agenda.
Thank you, Director Young. Thank you, Director Young. I do want to say, in regard to these policies, this has been a week that we have responded with a number of items operationally as well as policies this week. So it is be very hopeful that we get these policies passed today. We are behind the eight ball with this stuff, and I want to make sure we're right where we need to be.
Which policy are we taking up first?
We can take up the telecommuting policy first.
Okay.
I move approval of the policy.
I'll second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor. Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Yes.
Okay. I move approval of the pandemic response plan.
I'll second.
Call for the vote.
Sorry, can I just also point out to staff, can we rename the actual file that we keep emailing because it still says Rubido on it? Thank you. Okay, I'm good. Sorry, Mr. President. Yeah.
Okay.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins.
Yes. Okay. Now, moving on to the mid-year budget.
Good morning, directors, staff, and public. We are going to continue our discussion on the mid-year budget process that began last week. I've made some changes and also prepared a little bit of a summary, well, not a little bit, but a summary of the changes that the board had requested. I want to apologize for some of the typos in the language area, but the numbers are very are accurate. The numbers are there is no typos in the numbers, so I just want to clarify that. Basically, what we did was went back in and talked to each department. So I want to thank the department heads for their contribution. to this revision. And we've looked at every area where we could reduce some cost. As you know, we are now in March and we have a few more months before the end of the year. So I've actually reached out to the departments and you know, let them know that we're close to the next year's budget. So if they need any equipment or personnel, things of that nature, let's wait until that time to put it on. So before you are basically changes within the departments, moving funds around to cover shortfall, moving funds around to cover items that was underfunded, and to make the budget whole. After that entire process was looked at, on page 5 you'll see a total, the total subtotal of the changes, about $2 million is what we moved between departments. And the bottom line is we are saving $105,150, which is reducing our expenditures at this mid-year point. Questions?
I really want to commend the CFO for putting together this mid-year budget. It looks like a mid-year budget.
Thank you.
Where you're making adjustments rather than a lot of additions. So as far as I'm concerned, unless I'm missing something, I do not have any questions.
Okay. Director Gregory.
I too would like to thank you, Ricky, for putting this together. This is very helpful. I did ask you at the last week about the revenue for the last 5 years.
Yes.
As far as water sales, were you able to put anything together on that?
I do have that here.
Okay.
So let me grab that.
Because of course, being the details person I am, I want to know where are we in comparison to previous years on that line.
Yes. So you're looking at just the water sales, right?
Correct. I mean, right now I'm showing that as of, I guess this was through February, we were about in the 70-ish range for our water sales.
Yes.
Is and that kind of in line with previous years?
And that's, yes, we are on average between 66 to 70%.
Okay.
At this time.
As of February.
As of February, because I'm looking at March right now. So
yeah.
As of February, yes, we're in that range.
Okay, so we're in line with prior years because, again, my biggest concern was last year we ended up being quite a bit under at the end of the year. So I just want to make sure that we're not going to miss that mark again.
So I'll go through a little bit of last year with you so you I can give you more of a realistic picture. Overall, we closed the year with positive revenues.
But I just want to focus in on that. On
and that's
the
what
water
I was getting into.
Yeah.
Yes, the water sales was
we had a lot of extra money
was down right
separately. So
yeah.
I don't want to mix the two.
Yeah, no, you're correct.
Yeah.
So. On the water sales. Shouldn't we be above last year?
It depends because you know the seasonal effect, consumption. If we had any droughts, if we had more rain, less rain. There's a whole host of things that contributes to sales.
What I would be concerned about is that we have a lot of construction going on, new housing. Shouldn't that increase our sales?
It depends on when the meters were or when the connection was established and when utilization started. We may have a lot of construction going on, but not every property was sold and occupied at, you know, at same point in time. And as the new homes are being built, they're being sold upon completion. So,
okay. Let me ask Linda a question.
Yep.
Last year or 2 years ago, you put together a chart for us showing the new projects that are coming online that would impact our water sales. Do you recall that? I can't hear you. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. One of the reasons that we may be seeing a reduction in water sales is conservation. People may be using less water than they normally use. New fixtures that are, you know, high efficiency. There's a lot of different factors, as Ricky said, that could contribute to the decline in sales. Even though we may have more connections, people are using less water.
Oh, with the efficiency in the water, toilets and
landscaping.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Because landscaping is primarily recycled, reused water.
It is not recycled.
Oh, it's not.
No.
Okay. Sorry. Drought resistant.
But the construction part, they use a lot of water in the construction part.
Yes, they do.
Okay. All right. Okay. I thought it would be up, but I'm wrong.
Only the mid-year. It's only the mid-year.
All right. I do have a few further questions. I'll try to go through them quickly because what you covered here, I think, answers some of those questions. But and Ricky, I'm not sure if you can answer this, or this would probably be more for Martine, who's not here. But did we get a big bump in our life insurance? Because I noticed in several of our cost centers, our life insurance costs were way over budget through February. Can anyone speak to why that's the case? Did we not budget enough for that section?
I'll touch on it, and maybe
section?
If general manager wants to chime in, he can.
Yeah.
The salary and benefit portion of the budget, first of all, it's not to the penny because of the fluctuations and percentages and things of that nature.
Yeah.
A lot of the benefit-driven factor are salary-based.
Mm-hmm.
So if our you know, salary base increase, then of course those benefit factors will increase along with it. The life insurance, if we added employees, that could contribute, and also rate increases can contribute.
I mean,
so those
I'm
are
just,
a couple of different
I
things.
I mean, I'm just curious because in all the years I've sat on this board, I've never seen life insurance off budget as much as I've seen in this mid-year budget. So I'm just curious, you know, as we're looking ahead to the next year's budget, I mean, I want to understand, why is it we saw a spike this year? Are we not allocating enough when we are doing our budgeting when it comes to the benefits? Because most of the time, yeah, you're right. We kind of set these are how many people are in the positions. You guys put in a budget for benefits, and very rarely have I ever seen us hit the red line on those.
I can do some additional research on that, but another factor is also our workforce, the age.
Yeah, I mean,
factor.
I just didn't know if we got like a letter from our insurance carrier saying rates are going up or
yeah.
something, or you know.
Maybe GM can.
I mean,
I'm not sure if you. I yeah. So
I don't have an answer.
Okay, so we'll have to.
Well,
check
I mean, again, looking forward to here. You know, probably in the coming weeks, we'll start working on the regular budget. That
yeah.
might be an area
something
we might want to check because I know in almost every department we were considerably over 100% at February, you know, so again, it's like, what happened there? Because normally we're pretty good there.
Okay.
Then I know that probably for the remainder of the year, we're definitely probably not going to see a lot of training opportunities, but I know some departments were pretty good at using the money we had set aside for training, then others didn't. So like in 5210 pumping, only 8.6% was used in training. So, I mean, this again, just kind of looking forward that we might want to kind of have conversations with the departments who aren't utilizing those budgets to find out what are some of the barriers. Because if we as the board set aside money for you all to be getting additional training, we need to make every effort to try to get the training you all thought they should have gotten. Now, I realize the rest of this year's shot. I mean, you're not going to get any training in for the rest of this year, so that's pretty sunk for the year. But looking forward to hopefully a more stable next year if this crisis doesn't continue forever.
One of the factors that contributed to the training overall district-wide is the availability of staff to take advantage of the training, because we do have...
Well, like I said, some departments were pretty spot on or pretty close to using a lot of their money. But like I said, I mean, particularly like pumping, which is page 4 here, 8.6% through February. You know, we had set aside $24,700 and they've only spent about $2,000 of it. So it's like, okay, what was it you were planning on doing and why didn't that happen? Now then, maybe Clarence or someone can speak to this, but on the bottom of page 4, I see that we're asking for $100,000 towards repair and maintenance. Can someone just kind of explain why we were so far over this year as far as repairs and maintenance?
Yes, can Joanne speak to that, please?
Yeah.
I'm Joanne Chan, Operations Manager. Okay. We received some invoices from last year. For one example, the big logo of the big reservoir cost $25,000. Mm-hmm. It got paid under this year's budget, and there are multiple invoices also.
Okay, so it's kind of more that we got hit with some carryover from the previous year. Okay, all right, thank you. Now, water quality, same comments as far as insurance and training. Moving down here. Now, in the FBR and the FBX, and again, this is just me being a stickler for detail. Is there any reason why telephone is so high for the FBR? Normally, again, that's kind of a stable number that I don't generally see much fluctuation in. So
before, we've added internet services out there. We've added some additional phone circuits for the SCADA system for remote access.
And so we hadn't planned for that in the original budget then?
No.
Okay.
We're also looking at changing some services because we need additional internet services out there.
So do we need an additional allotment for the telephone? Because even though we're 171%, we didn't ask for any adjustments.
Well, we're also looking at our other telecommunication services, so I'm not ready to change that at this time.
Yeah. But as far as within this department's budget, we're not asking for any addition.
No.
No.
Not yet, not until we evaluate the services.
Now, and then what is the other miscellaneous district cost? Can someone explain what that is?
Joanne.
Because that was 164%, and we're adding 25, which is fine. I just didn't know what that was.
That would be plant equipment. Mostly plant equipment, process, like valves, actuators.
Okay. I mean, that goes under other miscellaneous and not operating supplies?
I'm sorry. Are we on FXB or are we on the Roamer?
This is page 8, the FXB 5350. Other miscellaneous district cost, we're at 164% as of February.
That's my understanding, but that's been kind of like a contingency fund for everything that doesn't get enumerated.
Yeah. Okay.
There were unexpected repairs that we have to do, and that might be it. And the equipment actually is quite expensive. Okay. Like to repair an analyzer, that could be $5,000 or $10,000.
Okay. Well, when we look at budgeting for next year, because, I mean, it sounds like a lot of what might have ended up in there probably should have maybe been under, you know, repairs and maintenance and operating supplies, but we just might need to look at that particular line as far as what actually should be in it versus maybe what we ended up putting in it this year. I mean, I have no problem adding the 25,000. I was just curious as to what it was.
And maybe a recommendation. And next year, I'll look at the categories a little closer. And a recommendation could be to just eliminate the miscellaneous categories.
No, you need a contingency fund.
Said that?
You always need a contingency fund.
Yeah.
And that's
has
been.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at the same time, while you need that, certain things should be going
to
these other categories.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's you need that contingency or miscellaneous, but I agree with I think what you're saying, Greg, that it seems to be had been mislabeled or misplaced in the wrong category.
Correct, correct. I have no problem putting a miscellaneous or contingency category, but yeah, certain normal things should be in some of the other items. So thank you, Joanne. And then Romer, we have quite a bit of overtime at Romer, and our regular full-time salaries is down. Is this because we're short-staffed there at the moment, or? Yeah.
On call.
Currently, we're down two budgeted positions.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's what I figured it probably was, because it's like, I was like, well, we have plenty in here. Why are we doing so much overtime? But that's what I figured.
If we're short two staff, is there an effort to fill those categories?
The answer is yes. The answer is yes. They've been before the HR committee HR about committee. Filling mm-hmm. those positions.
So, okay. All right. Yeah, but next meeting.
All right. Okay. Then for I think continuing on the Romer, I noticed that our electric was a bit higher. We've already exceeded the budget for the year. Are we just utilizing Romer more than we anticipated for the year? Is that why?
Yeah, we're running the plant at full capacity whenever possible.
Yeah, okay, all right, I just wanted to clarify that.
Which is a need to expand the plant.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're having that debate in engineering and planning. But yeah, I mean, if we're using it more, obviously our electricity costs are gonna be higher, so I just wanted to clarify that. Then moving on here, I'm gonna skip all the life insurance because I already mentioned it once. With customer service, 5510, notice that we're using a lot of overtime. Can Jeremiah, can someone speak to that?
Yeah, can you come forward?
Because we're at 153% as of February.
Well, yeah, I have that same question, too, because unlike in the operations where there's this paramount need for staffing, I'm a bit confused as to why in customer service we would have to use so much overtime.
Yeah, so we currently have two vacancies in customer service, and we had two CSMRs that are on family and medical leave. Mm.
So, but explain the overtime, because they're only, unlike Romer, which is a 24-hour facility, these other places are 24 hours, yours is a very set time, and so why would there be such an overage in overtime?
So we actually had a lot of staff, and I'll kind of speak to this, jumping into this, but we had a lot of staff kind of come in halfway through, and then people went off on FMLA, so what we had to do is have current existing staff that was already trained in the program do overtime.
For what exactly?
Just basic needs of the customers to handle the current call flow that we have.
But and your phones are only
times? Yeah.
Yeah, phones are only open during a set time.
Yeah, so we had basically the overtime hours were people coming in off the 410s.
So have you, general manager now, is your department, is this department that falls under external affairs, is the hours of work and the work schedules, are they in line with the operational need?
They're in line with the operational need, but mm-hmm. what it is, it's about call volume. But it's also not only call volume within the time, mm-hmm. and so we need a certain number of people here mm-hmm. to answer those calls. And when you don't have that number mm-hmm. of people mm-hmm. to match the volume of calls coming in, you have to bring in extra people.
But he said they were getting called on their day off because they're working 410s instead of a 980 or a straight, 8 to 5. And so he's saying what I understood, and correct me if I'm wrong, the reason why you said they're doing so much overtime mm-hmm. is because they're working 410s instead of a 980 or a regular, 1040. I mean, not 1040. 1040. Yeah, 1080.
The move to 410s last year mm-hmm. was an experimental move, uh-huh. but it was determined, as Nadia predicted, that we would have to go back mm-hmm. to either a 980 or a 540 or
right.
something.
Okay.
And I had brought this concern to several board members and to the general manager before about the overtime expenses just because of the 410 schedule. And how sometimes it's tough with customer service and the call flow.
So are we rolling that back then?
The answer is yes. We need to come to the board, HR committee.
I mean, as far as scheduling, that's in the jurisdiction of the general manager. We just passed policy, so we would pass if we had another alternate schedule that you were recommending. I don't know, some 3 day a week,
yeah, I mean,
or something else.
Last
but
year we ran everything through the HR committee.
All right, but I mean, you can send the still come to the HR committee, but as far as your understanding and implementation between you and the AGM,
it's the needs. It's the business needs. And we simply just approved the different schedules each department can implement as needed.
Mm-hmm.
So if the 410 is, as it seems to be, causing us a lot of issues with overtime, then we might need to, you guys might need to consider going back to the regular 5 days a week schedule. But I don't think, to President Hawkins' point, that needs to come back to us.
That doesn't come back to us.
No problem.
And also keep in mind the new system implementation, too, as far as the Tyler system implementation.
Okay, so Tyler was not in place. Tyler, the new Tyler system operation was not in place during the times of these cruels of overtime.
Staff,
I'm missing the connection.
Just real quick. So staff had to go to meetings to fill in, to basically do training, do different things to get ready for the Tyler implementation. So we would be short-staffed at times when we had people in certain meetings or training.
How many meetings was that, Jeremiah?
I could probably get your report on that, but I'd say anywhere from 15 to 20.
So staff had to be called in 15 to 20 times on their day off for the training?
No, not on their day off, but there would be times where other staff would have to cover or we wouldn't want to have a shortage. So.
But you said 15 to 20 times that happened.
Yeah, probably about 15 times.
So 15 to 20 times you did not properly manage your staff resources to have coverage for the customer?
So, again, we came in for, I kind of came way halfway through this, but just to come in and fill in the budget or to fill in the gap for when we were doing the implementation process.
You came in halfway between what?
Oh, I mean, as far as predicting this budget and where we're at staff levels, and then we had FMLA. We had people leave.
How long have you worked here?
I've been here about 7 months, right? 8 months?
Eight months?
8 months, yeah.
April, May.
Yeah.
April, May of last year.
Yeah.
So that's 11 months. So when was this full year budget adopted and what year, when was
June?
It was June, the end of June. So you've been here during this whole budget time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So basically what I'm saying there is we're filling in staff gaps where we have them and you won't see a continuation of overtime now. But we have, like I said, two people on FMLA is the big reason.
Okay. Because customer service is really, really important. I mean, I have the story where I got kind of involved in this. My whole interest was the day when my water came out gray, and when I called down here, nobody picked up the phone. So I'm very attentive and concerned about customer service and want to make sure that our ratepayers are being responded to and that we're operationally in the place we need to be. So I don't have any questions.
Are the vacant positions also going through the HR committee at this time? That was actually a conversation I was having with the general manager as far as where we were with staff placement. It's It's a little bit more of a complicated process than I'd like to bring out in the board meeting. But
okay. Well, let
all right, moving on.
I think they have a sense that they can go do their job and.
So while you're
is it before the HR committee? That's a yes or no answer. That's not a confidential.
Oh, no, I'll gladly offer that. No, but we have certain people on leave, so that's part of the reason.
Right, but I think going back to where we started the conversation as far as operational need and making sure the staffing is appropriate and the scheduling is appropriate with operational need.
Yeah, and that goes back to we're probably going to have to change the schedule.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I wanted just to be open and transparent with you guys about this process.
Okay.
Also, Mr. Brzezowski, operating supplies, you're at 156% on operating supplies through February. I see we're adding another 500, so we're basically doubling your budget for the year. But was there any particular reason why it was so much higher than initially anticipated? So early on, we've just had more contact with customers. We've had different things that we've ordered for meter tags, things like that. So. Okay.
Okay, and then I saw, and I believe the CFO had mentioned this, but I mean, we already talked about the bank card expense, but also the armored car cost went up.
Yeah, and that's just an increase in days.
Okay.
That's from 2 to 5 days, and that was required of us.
So they're coming here more often.
Yeah, it's a more often use, okay. We didn't, and it's a requirement.
All right, thank you. Then moving on to, okay, so for administration, now this may just be a restructuring of maybe some of our managers' contracts, but Mr. General Manager, the vehicle allowance looks like we need to, we're making a small adjustment there. Was it just not enough we put in initially, or?
One of the individuals was not included in the budget.
Okay.
And that was an oversight.
Okay.
Mr. General Manager, who was not included in the budget? Or which position?
It was the HR manager, if I remember correctly. Was it the HR manager or the?
I think it was the AGM that's no longer here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
They were included in the budget last year.
Well, you're saying one got dropped off.
One got dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah, one.
And well, let's make sure we get everybody on there for next year.
Yes.
And then now for other consultants, I know that we have used a lot of different consultants here administratively, but we're asking for another $110,000. Is there specific consultants we're looking to bring on in that time frame? I mean, so for the consultants, other consultants, we're adding 110,000. I mean, we're 150% over for the year already, but I mean, are we looking to add more consultants in the remaining couple months here administratively?
This is to cover the cost of a few consultants that we've hired, like the recruitment consultants that we're bringing on board. We have to cover their costs, and we're looking at probably $30,000 to $50,000, depending on what they're doing.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I mean, because when you add it all in, yeah, that would about wash out. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What was the final number on our election expenses?
It was approximately $200,000, like $198,000, somewhere around there. Matter of fact, last week is when we received the email, so that's why we were able to. For November.
For all three districts.
Three elections.
Three, right, yes.
Yeah.
Three divisions.
Yeah,
they originally gave us an estimate that we should budget around $321,000, but the actual expenditures, was it $321,000?
$321,000 was originally budgeted, and the cost was, like I said, approximately $200,000, so we used the remainder in the mid-year adjustments.
All right, so Ricky, going to accounting now. For starters, haven't used a lot of money training-wise, but that's something we can look towards next year. But can you explain to me, because I know we have a line for consultants under professional services, but then we also have one for fiscal agent, which
yes.
We've only used 24% of. Can you maybe explain the difference between, because I know we just added a consultant to help you with the policies and stuff. So I'm just trying to understand what the fiscal agent does and maybe why we couldn't pay for it that way.
The fiscal agent is the trustee, the holder for a bond.
Okay.
And that's what that is.
Okay, so it's related to the bonds.
Yeah, we actually pay them to administer the bonds.
Okay,
right.
That makes perfect sense to me. All right, engineering, and I guess that'd be Linda. Have a few questions for you on the engineering department.
It's on which side? Because there's
5630
and the other one.
Yeah. So there's a bit over on the overtime. Can you maybe speak to that?
Yes, Linda Jadeski, Engineering Services Manager. We've had some overtime for our inspectors. They've been required to work on weekends and at night because of road closure issues with the city of Rialto.
I'm sorry, you said inspectors?
Inspectors.
Oh, inspectors. That's like specters. Sorry. Okay, all right. That's understandable. And then I did kind of want to ask about the expenses related to training. I mean, you were pretty spot on, but adding another $6,500 for the remainder of the year?
That request was from the CIP department.
Okay. Again, with everything going on in the world, is any of that training actually going to happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's for the new inspector that they have on the CIP side, and a lot of this training is online.
$6,500 worth of it?
Well, he's got project management training that he's going to do.
Okay.
He's got some inspection training that he's going to do. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you think that, I mean, again, I'm just looking at like pretty much all conferences, all external stuff is being like shut down right now. So I wasn't sure why we were adding.
Most of the stuff we've been looking at
okay.
has been online.
Okay. All right. And that's for our new inspector.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then information technology, I guess. Which one of you guys are going to talk on that one? So I was just kind of asking, particularly we have miscellaneous high-speed internet and then professional programmer. Looks like we haven't utilized those as much. I mean, were we just not doing as much as we had anticipated with those miscellaneous columns?
Sure. So first off, John Stevenson, yeah. Stevenson, Director of General Services. With the miscellaneous high-speed internet services, we did wind up trending a bit lower than we had originally planned this okay. year. However, we did not make an adjustment in that line item because of some of the deployments that we're doing to telecommute. We do anticipate towards the tail end of this year we'll pick up on some of those expenses.
Okay.
In relation to programming, we did have a couple of projects that did come in under the original budget. However, we didn't make any adjustment there in the mid-year simply because as we kind of transition to the telecommuting and also as we're implementing, the Tyler utility billing, we wanted to leave some resource there if necessary for any ancillary programming.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then, Mr. General Manager, I'm not sure if you can speak to this, but on the GIS, this 5645, is there any reason why we don't have, because don't we have people working in GIS? Why is there no, like, salaries and benefits listed here?
Under GIS, I'll let him John answer, but we have $85,000 for the one individual.
So I believe that problem or that issue has been corrected now, but if you'll recall, in last year's mid-year budget, GIS was originally under the engineering department.
Mm-hmm.
The board approved separating that out, and at the time, what we were going to do was start charging their time to the new department at the start of the fiscal year.
Yeah.
So basically what happened is that paperwork was not processed in HR, so it hasn't been charged there correctly. Those, I believe, have been caught up in that
yes,
correction being made.
There's a couple of positions where I actually worked with HR to get the paperwork completed before we get into the next year's budget, and
okay,
this
so
was one
it'll
of
be,
them.
It'll be resolved for next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, we're going to, it's processed after this budget is.
As I was just looking at this, I'm like, oh, I know we have Talat, so why isn't
he's
he showing up here?
We'll have to do a journal entry to compute all the
management.
Expenses.
Yeah, I'd flag that one next, too.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay, all right, well, that, as long as we get resolved for next year.
Yep.
Going through here.
Excuse me, Mr. Board members, if I may. I was having a hard time unmuting my mic, but I know how to do it now. This is Rosa regarding the CIP projects. I did want to chime in that training is still going to be available online, so that's not going to affect our budget.
Great. Thank you, Rosa.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. So for human resources risk management, I was hoping Martina would be here, but maybe Mr. General Manager, you can speak to it. But we had line item $16,000 for an employee wellness program. And we've spent very, very, very little of it this year. And I was kind of wondering what I mean, I realize we've had some hiccups, to put it mildly, in that department, but I just, I mean, President Hawkins, you look like you might want to say something about it.
I saw that issue, and I know I talked to the GM and the general and the HR director, because the our part of our wellness program is a display out here that has not been adjusted since 2018. Are we going on 2018 for our wellness program? There's pictures and activities, so I know I had that conversation with our interim person and the general manager that we've been.
I think all of us board members believe very strongly in the wellness of our employees, and we set aside funding for that, and I was a little disappointed to see that we've only spent less than 4% of it for the year.
That is a deficiency in our activity. Okay. We'll correct that.
All right, thank you. All right, public affairs. Come on down. You're the next contestant on. So Nassim, I know I already kind of give you a heads up, but maybe you can explain for the other board members, because it looks like you're a bit over on your salaries and benefits. And I know that you had some comments you wanted to give on the reasons for that.
Definitely. Nassim Faruqi, Public Affairs Manager. In regards to our salaries and benefits, we've had a change in staff. Obviously, we've had to cash out a chunk of vacation. Also, there was a delay in salary merit increases from last fiscal year that hit this fiscal year, which caused was part of the reason in causing this. In addition, the vehicle allowance, my position does not get a vehicle allowance, but there wasn't a vehicle allowance budgeted for this. There was, just not to the extent that we needed. Actually, no, there was not. So we need to account for that vehicle allowance for the AGM for this position.
Right, that allowance will be put in the administrative budget. The AGM is in the administrative budget.
Wait,
and that needs to go.
So the AGM's vehicle allowance was not budgeted as part of the item for the overall external affairs?
His contract was developed at the time the budget was being developed, and that was an oversight in putting it in, and it should have been put in the administrative budget where his salary is charged.
So there's another adjustment that's going to come? Okay, all right.
So we've been working with Mr. Manbahal on identifying some of these issues to make sure that they're addressed, and we're working actually to make sure that it's corrected for the coming fiscal year budget.
So is there a need for a vehicle allowance? Because if it's supposed to be in administration, why does it need to be here?
It was added here, and that was erroneous. It needs to be a part of the administrative budget where his salary comes from.
So are we taking that $7,200 out then?
Yes.
Which you're asking for here?
No, not this year, because he is receiving it from this. We have to cover the
$3,300. So what you're saying is for next year?
Yes, for the next fiscal year. We're going to leave it as it is, cover what was used, and then for the rest of the year. And then next year, that's going to get transferred into administration.
Right.
All right.
And you see salaries are over here. That's because in the water resources management budget, there's a salary, but it's unspent. That's because it's being erroneously charged here.
So the water resources manager is being charged
to this
external
affairs, and it shouldn't be
to public affairs.
Yes.
Right now.
And it should be
in the other one.
It should be where the money is at. Which
okay,
is
so let's make sure that we definitely get that fixed for next year's budget. But thank you, Ricky. So Nassim, operating supplies and uniforms.
Yeah.
Can you explain that line? I mean, you're
of course, and we did have that conversation last week.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to that, there was new phones that needed to be purchased. One of our former employees, her vehicle was broken into, and there were items that were stolen. So we had to make sure that we had to take that into account. So that is why we are requesting these additional funds. are moving funds around.
Okay. And then for the professional services, other consultants.
Yeah, I can go over that.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm having a real hard time on that particular line because we budgeted one figure. You spent very little of that. And now you're now we're being asked for an $83,000 increase when you've only spent 40% for the year through February.
So part of it is when it was identified that, for example, federal lobbyists, those invoices hadn't been paid yet for several months, and now they were paid. However, there are funds currently allocated for state advocacy that I'm not touching. These are funds that are allocated that I'm not touching, and then I know that we have an RFQ.
Hold on. So our federal and state lobbyists comes out of public affairs, not external affairs as
correct.
A whole?
Correct.
Okay. Well, all right. That explains it, but
that I mean, I'm just looking at the fact that you still have $166,000 budgeted, and we're being asked to add another 83.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to understand how you're going to spend that much money in the next 3 months.
Yeah. So part of it is that the website, we've been going through the website RFQ, or RFP, and that our website RFP.
We're not going to be paying them anything probably in the next 3 months, though.
But when I
and that'll be
when
hitting
I present
more next
it,
year.
In discussing this with our finance team, I don't want to present it with only presenting it for approval with only partial funding. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to have full funding. So when I do present it for consideration, and if I'm asked the question, do you have full funding for this available?
Are you going
to
fund it with this year's money, or is this going to be something that by the time the RFP is done, you're really looking at next fiscal year?
We actually have the schedule completed. Mm-hmm. It's going to be partial for this year, partial for next year.
How
I was recommending
anticipating for this year.
For this year, it would probably be about, I want to say it was 45,000, 50,000.
Well, I think, we can't talk on any items or any policy, but the external affairs, we got to run that back. The RFP needs to come back through the external affairs committee. We have some questions about the website and where that's going and how it's working. And
It's not out of committee.
Oh,
yet.
No.
It's going back, yeah.
That's kind of my point, is that by the time we adopt this today, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to be at the end of the year before we blink. And again, even without this adjustment, you have $166,000 in there as of February with encumbrances. So why do we need to add another 83? I mean, board members, I mean, if you look at the bottom of page 26, you'll see what I'm talking about.
There are, when we approve the budget, there are specific items that were allocated for example, state advocacy, that those aren't within my control because I don't really want to utilize those funds.
Do we have bills for that?
No. We currently have.
We don't.
I think the president wanted to do an RFQ on that.
Okay, but again, we're not going to get any bills between now and probably June. So why the increase? I'm trying to understand why we're increasing something that is being underspent drastically.
And I want to coincide with Director Young that with the public affairs vis-a-vis external affairs, does appear to be a lack of clarity with what's being spent, which portion of the budget it's coming out of, you know, everything from the vehicles stipend to, you know, the lobbying on the federal or state level, just various things. And we do, and I'm going to say this, that you all, we need to come back to look at what we're doing, because in several categories of not spending money, but then we're asking for money, but we haven't spent the money that is a substantial amount that's already allocated. And I think Director Young is correct when he says that, you know, some of this stuff probably needs to come back to external affairs committee, and that we want to have an opportunity to review it again because we have some questions.
I'm just looking at it from a time standpoint that we're not going to ever get to spend that probably in the next couple months.
having difficulty.
You might want to turn your microphone on.
We can take this up in the External Affairs Committee of a really distinguishing external affairs and public affairs.
I would agree.
And I think in the next External Affairs Committee, let's have that discussion. If there's overlaps or not overlaps, or if there are, if we got a position that we really do not need, and I'm saying that. Yes. Let's have that discussion.
Well, I know one of the things why we did hire one of the consultants who ended up doing a lot of day-to-day work was to put together a report analysis of what's going on with the External Affairs Public Affairs Committee. I think we should be getting some report to us within the next 30 days.
You think by the next meeting or?
I'm not sure if it'll be the next meeting, but I'm confident. What I understand was with April was the deadline for them to issue their report regarding public affairs and external affairs and like what's going on in that department, because we have some questions. Like I said, we don't have a state lobbyist. We don't. Our communication strategy is not where it needs to be. The staffing is not where it needs. I mean, we can. Well, like I said, we're coming back to committee on
that. Let's have that discussion. Yeah. Let's put it on the agenda for that next meeting.
I have that, and I do as you requested, Dr. Young. I did inform the consultant to attend the April External Affairs Committee to provide highlights on his report. And from the last conversation the consultant and I had regarding his report was potentially being here April 16th, the second meeting in April, to present to the board that report.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nassim, I mean, I'm okay to kind of get it back to the budget here. I'm okay with keeping you where you're at.
Yeah.
But I mean, it doesn't. I mean, I'm not convinced of an urgent need to add in this category.
I'm fine also where we're at, especially if we know that, like for example, the RFQ for state advocacy, it won't be, if it's not completed in time. That was $50,000.
Well, like I said, I mean, you still have $166,000 in there. So Ricky, I mean, if the board's agreeable, I would like to remove that increase. I don't think we're going to need it for the time being.
We did have okay, that's fine.
But I also think that the 20 part of it is that it's not just the increase, it's the way that it is placed in the budget, that there's an increase in one portion, but then in another portion there are monies that are unspent. And so the issue is probably more for formality in the budget and what the what we need to do in order to smooth it out, versus we're asking for another increase, but the monies that was allocated, it hasn't been spent and may cover our actual costs. And then the other thing, and the reason why we want to come back to external affairs, is because there may be other, as far as timing, it may never make it to this year's budget too. So that's the thing. Like some of the stuff may be, you know, like you said, the RFQ, or even what we're doing with the website or something else, it may not make it. And so I think that's part of what he's saying too.
I'm not saying let's not do those things. I'm just saying realistically that's going to probably be in next year's budget at this point.
And I think Ricky and I have been actively working with this team trying to get this organized, because one thing goes in one, the other one goes in the other.
Yeah. Well, and we understand too, part of it is not anything as far as structuring the budget and how things happen and what got assigned to what.
Ricky, can I ask a question for the CFO in regards to, I know we're going to slash those funds, and that's fine.
Well, we didn't say slash.
We're not going to allocate those additional funds requested.
Right now, but we're going to ask him to go back and look at what's there and figure out where we're going to be, if that makes sense.
I just want to make sure that we have the current PR consultant that wasn't allocated, so I want to make sure that we take that into account, that we have the money in there already. Mm-hmm. Available.
That was part of the 83.
Right, that's why. So we just got to make sure.
If it's an urgent item, we can always make an adjustment.
Make an adjustment.
Well, but the additional company is, what, 24,000?
23,
and you have 166 remaining.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what we're saying. It's just the way that the budget, what's assigned to what.
It's not a structural problem that we need to resolve.
I think what Nassim expressed so earlier is that, for example, our national lobbyist has not been charged here. So adding to that 110, if you add another 120, that takes it up to 200.
What was stated was is that they hadn't charged us from the year prior in that it got put into this year.
Right, but the other encumbered, obviously those funds through February were encumbered, and a check was issued to them. However, I don't believe we've encumbered
for the
for the federal. I don't think we've encumbered March through June, but I'll go back and verify that.
No, right. March through June.
Through June hasn't been encumbered yet, so that's 12.5 a month.
We have the issue of Daniel, our safety consultant, is coming out of here as well. And that's about $90,000.
Yeah, we've been.
Why is Daniel coming out of?
Well, okay, so this is where I'm at with the, because I'm a end this right now. Can I take some, whatever's going on with public affairs, we want to come back and I think, Ricky, you understand our concerns.
I do.
We're going to come back, relook at this, and we don't want to repeat, definitely for the 2021 budget, as far as making sure the right things are in the right place. There's a lot of concern and a need of clarity going on with external affairs, public affairs, and what's happening in that area, whether it is operationally, there's concerns. Budgetarily, there are concerns. Yeah. The plan, staff, there's a range of concerns, but we're going to want you to, but I think you understand what our concerns are. I'm not trying to cut off your questions, but this is going just further down the rabbit hole.
And I know Director Young, we spoke last week and you had questions about the others. Some of the unused funds that we had, a big portion of it is almost 100% of my time has been spent on media inquiries, and I haven't been able to really focus on the public affair component of, you know, working with our community affairs representative and our public affairs analysts and getting them out to the community. So I do apologize about that, but we've been absolutely inundated with
media
inquiries over the past year.
That's why I haven't asked any questions on that. I understand the predicament we've been in lately. So, with everything going on right now, you know, it's like, yeah, I know we're not going to spend the printing and all this other stuff because we're not going to be doing the events, you know. One thing which might be helpful, Ricky, is to almost have it broken down in the sub of that line so you can see all the different consultants that flow into that one line. But.
Let's revisit that.
Well,
this process is. This process is really
identical. Yeah. So this one, I'm not sure if it's for you, Nassim, or Mr. General Manager, but the grants and rebates, the 5720 department, who can speak towards that?
That's not me. I'm going to go ahead and excuse myself. Thank you.
Because I know we had talked about this during the budget time, but can you just maybe remind us what this was supposed to be used for? Because it doesn't look like we've actually used hardly anything.
Okay. We've ended the rebate program, so there won't be any expenditures anymore
for
the rebate program. And
so that's why we're taking the $60,000
out. Yes.
Okay.
We ended the program. What happened to the excess money that was in the account?
It's being removed now.
Moved out?
It's being moved out now, yes. And what happened is the idea is that for those people who have not cashed their checks, it was just going to be charged to another account?
Yes, because we are, I mean, it's so old that we just go ahead and cancel the checks and then reissue them from our general account.
Okay, so this is the customer rebate, which we did.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes.
All right. And then for the professional services other consultants, what were we anticipating there? Because it doesn't look like we've spent, we haven't spent any of that $85,000.
Someone to help with pursuit of grants.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So we're taking that out then. Okay. All right.
Telecommuters still on the line?
No. I'm almost done, I swear.
Where are you all been?
Well, I'm almost to the end.
Yeah, we're going to take you at your word. Where's this gavel? We're about to, yeah, it's, you know.
Well, we're up but, to, I'm up to the last page.
Right,
guys.
right. Because, okay. You know.
So, you know, I just want to thank all the department heads and directors for going through my questions. And Ricky, thank you for all your adjustments on this. And I'm pleased to see that our debt convergence ratio is a little better, and if we take out that 83, it'll be even better. So thank you very much. That's all my questions.
You're welcome. One question I do have, moving forward so I can better prepare, mm-hmm. is this a good format for a presentation?
For a mid-year?
For mid-year, year-end.
For a mid-year, getting a summary. Yeah.
Well, the year-end is completely different, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But
need to talk in the finance committee about the approach to the annual budget.
Yes.
And the way we want to present the annual budget and how we want to go about that. This format for the mid-year, like I said before, is perfect.
Thank you. Okay.
It really shows us, at least from my standpoint, the overall picture.
What was I going to say? As far as the 2021 budget and the timeline that we received, the budget calendar, are we where we need to be right now, now that we've concluded with the mid-year? Is everything, do you have all the tools you need in order for us to make sure that we're on time and we get the budget that we're looking for?
I would say for now, yeah, we are, okay. You know, there was a little delay, but I can jump back on track. And I will start that process right after the decision is made on the mid-year. But I will have to go back in and a little bit of background. Once we get through this, then staff, my accounting staff, has to go back in and actually apply all of these adjustments, mm-hmm. make the journal entries for the staff movement, things of that nature. So it takes a little bit of time. And then we are also going to get into the prep mode for year-end audit. So there's a lot of things happening. I have the mm-hmm. policies and procedures that's being drafted. I'm going to be reviewing it. But I'm dedicating myself. And then also, I don't know how long this telecommuting process will work. So all of those things taken into consideration may alter the schedule a little bit. But I can't really.
Okay.
Yeah.
The goal is to have the budget ready for the first meeting in June, but in some delays, we would do it at the second meeting in June.
Okay, we need to be careful that we hit the June 30th deadline.
Yes.
We have
yes.
to, yes. I yes. really.
So we need to look at it so right. that we meet that deadline.
Right, so the goal is first meeting in June.
Up to the deadline, but have a few weeks before the deadline.
Right.
Yeah.
As I look at your outline, we do that, but what you're saying now, there may be some delays. If there's some delays, let's do the loops now. There's someone coming in.
Yeah.
And that's that. That's what we plan to do is, you know, take a look at what's happening right now that'll affect if there's any impact on our schedule. But I'll tell you this: my ultimate goal is to get it to the board. Mid-June for a June 30th adoption.
No, first week of June. We're going to stick to
that.
First meeting in June.
Yeah, first meeting in June. Yeah. Sorry.
But it wouldn't be the first. I mean, even if it gets delayed, we can always do a special meeting. We've done that before.
Yeah, we. Yeah.
But we'll get it done before the 30th.
Yeah,
for sure.
Thank you.
And we will manage the challenges with staff, telecommunity. We will manage that. Mm-hmm. Then we just need to work with the board for the workshops.
Yeah.
You know.
Mr. President, I'll make the motion that we adopt the mid-year budget as amended with the changes we've discussed, which is really only that one.
The $83,000. So I just want to be clear. We're gonna remove that adjustment.
That's what I'm proposing.
Okay.
We're in a special meeting. You can't adopt the budget in a special meeting. You got to
have a regular meeting with their doctor.
Yeah, wait, Mr. Tafoya.
Our schedule calls
yes,
for the
budget. Mr. Tafoya, hold on. Dr. Young just raised a point. Director Gregory Young made a motion for us to adopt the mid-year budget. Dr. Clifford Young raised a concern that we cannot adopt a mid-year budget during a special meeting. Can you please address this parliamentary procedure?
Yes, my recollection was that you noticed this as a study session. And so I think Dr. Young is correct, and you would need to take this to a regular meeting and adopt the mid-year budget.
Okay.
I'll withdraw my motion.
But we're recommending that it be adopted. We can recommend. Okay. And yeah, I know, and we'll put it on. Yeah.
And we can put it as a consent item.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I wouldn't have to come back.
Yeah. Understood. All right. Any other questions or concerns before we adjourn?
No, sir.
No, sir. All right.
Mr. President.
Oh, yes.
Mr. President.
Oh, Mr. Barrera.
You still need to open up the public communication, and we're still waiting to hear from Mrs. Barrera regarding the update regarding the COVID-19 before you adjourn.
Yes. So, Ms. So two things. One, in regard to public comment, Ms. Ashe, can you read off the statement regarding public comment? We're still getting adjusted to this whole teleworking thing, teleconferencing and how to do it and the Brown Act. So please excuse us if we're not as smooth as usual. Okay.
Any person wishing to speak to the Board of Directors on matters listed on the agenda is asked to complete a speaker card and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes. Under the State of California Brown Act, the Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not listed on the posted agenda. Comments related to notice, public hearing, and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item.
Okay. Any, Mr. Faruqi, any public comment? No public comment. Okay. So, Ms. Barrera, can you please give us an update regarding our response to the COVID-19 pandemic? Is she there?
Mrs. Barrera, are you still on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, the president has asked for your update regarding COVID-19, please.
Okay. Before I get started, I wanted to apologize for me speaking abruptly. I wasn't under the impression or communicated that this was an actual board meeting, so I had a bit of a knee-jerking reaction when I was told not to speak. So.
Oh no, no. Yeah, and you, Ms. Barrera, there's no need to apologize to us. We're all getting used to this telecommuting. It's so much easier. We've seen your decorum and how you've presented to us, and we know you're an absolute professional, and we're trying to get used to this teleconferencing thing. So we I don't think any board member or staff took it that way. Thank you for your contributions.
Thank you. But before I get started, because, again, it is kind of I'm on the phone and I don't see what's happening. Is this closed session or is this open to this is a closed session, right?
It is open session, so there may be matters that you, if you know, find it necessary, as you can brief the board on separate from in closed session or on a call.
Okay. So with the recent report that went out last night with San Bernardino, there's 4 new more cases that they reported, making the total 9 in San Bernardino County. The activation level is still remaining at 2. And then in regards, do you want me to go over the telecommuting document and the pandemic?
No,
I reviewed yesterday.
If there are some very high level highlights, and you know, not, I don't know if we need road detail, if there is just some points that you think we need to be aware of.
because you've already voted on the telecommuting. I sent my notes along with Daniel's to Clarence. Again, these are just our suggestions if you want to take them into play or adopt them. For the pandemic, that one is a little bit more, it has to be more specific in criteria, which I will, again, I haven't sent you my notes for that one, but that needs to state something from FEMA and the Stanford Act. So I will send you my notes, and again, these are just our suggestions on if you want to take them or not.
Okay. Okay. Well, if there are any additional notes or
Mr. President, the pandemic response that you passed as emergency item today, as Mrs. Barreta mentioned, there may be some tweaks that need to happen to that, just like the telecommuting policy. So we will work with her, and if we need to bring back modifications, you can modify that policy, you know, at your next meeting.
Yes, absolutely. Agreed.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Agreed. I agree with you.
And
so,
Mrs. Barreta, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you were asking about whether or not we were in closed session or not. Are there any items that you believe we need to go into closed session on in order to advise the board, or was that just an informational question?
That was just an informational question. If I can, just be, you know, moving forward brief, I just received a text message that it was a conference call, right? So, I mean, if I could just be brief in a message, we're having a board meeting, or just so that I have context and what I'm walking into, because as the president mentioned, we are on conference calls, so I can't really see, you know, we don't have that luxury anymore, right?
And Ms. Barrera, okay, we understood, Ms. Barrera. And the other thing is, moving forward too, you can watch it live on Facebook and YouTube. It's available.
Okay.
All right.
You're live streaming right now. Okay.
Yes, and so, for example, I'm watching the meeting right now as I'm also listening to it.
Okay.
And I would recommend in the future that you do that as well, so you can see the actual meeting as we're going through it. And Nassim Farooqi can get with you in order to give you the information that you'll need to be able to watch it next time.
Okay, well, we have a motion to adjourn right now, and so as far as your questions and concerns, I do understand them and ask you. The general manager will follow up with you in that regard. Thank you.